Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. So happy to be back with you all once again, as always. It's a pleasure and an honor to connect and share and grow and learn and ponder the greater mysteries, etc., etc. Let's see. Today is a Thursday and I am going to continue my ongoing path, Thursday path of reading from the book Oneness by Rasha. Received and transcribed by Rasha in 1998. It is a wonderful, wonderful book that I view as sort of the ascension guide, if you will, as we all elevate our vibration and continue to expand and become more of ourselves, I suppose. Remembering with Source and with each other and expanding our consciousness and awareness. There are certain symptoms that are part of that journey, things that you can expect, if you will. And this book, to me, acts as a wonderful tool to kind of say, okay, here's what you can expect on your journey. I originally read it many years ago, and now we've been visiting it now for, I don't know, close to a year, just randomly choosing chapters. And today, I usually use a random number generator or ask in the Positive Heads Facebook group for someone to choose a number between 1 and 44 because there's 44 chapters. Which, by the way, if you're not on the Positive Heads Facebook group, get in there. Definitely an amazing place to continue the energy of this show. And speaking of remembering, it's a great way to connect with other listeners, like-minded soul fam. And anyway, so today I didn't use a number generator. I didn't ask in the Positive Heads Facebook group. As soon as I thought of it, chapter 40 popped into my head and I looked to see, and I had not read chapter 40 before. So yeah, that's the one. And before I do jump into that, I would like to also point out that the show is now on Spotify, and Spotify is quickly becoming a huge hub for podcasting. I wouldn't be surprised if it overtook iTunes at some point, although, you know, that's just speculation. I know it's growing rapidly. So if you find the Positive Head podcast, even if you're listening somewhere else, if you have Spotify, if you could go over and subscribe or follow the show, I imagine that will help us to sort of show up in organic suggestions and things like that, and essentially help us to reach new people the same way reviewing on iTunes does. So please, please, please do that if you have not done so. And for now, it's just the interview episodes on Spotify. But here by next week or so, the daily shows should start being added. One other thing, if you ever have a topic that you want to search, best place to do that is positivehead.com. You can just go to the podcast page and search keywords. I want to throw that out there because that those sorts of questions come up a lot, and it's a great way to find things in the 667 episodes now deep that the show, wow, it's a lot of episodes, and it's been 3 years too, pretty much May of 2015. So here we grow, lots and lots of shows there to search for any topic that you may desire. And of course, I love suggestions as well. Brandon at positivehead.com. I like questions, all of those things. So let's see. Before I jump into chapter 40 from Oneness, let's read a review on iTunes from Maluska. Maluska said, I love and wholeheartedly appreciate you. It's taken me about 2 years to write a review because every time I wanted to, I never thought that my words would suffice. Today is different. I now know that my gratitude for you and the podcast will be more than enough for this review because I am completing the circle of love, Brandon. This podcast is so dear to me. Thank you for the labor of love. You are a reflection of me, and I am so grateful to have found this in moments when I needed it most. This podcast was one of the first resources I utilized in the journey to self-love. Thank you so, 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 so much for your energy. I love you so, 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 so much. I love how almost everyone signs off their reviews or emails to me or whatever with I love you so, so, so much. It's it makes me smile every single time because I do love you guys so much as well. And thank you, Maluska, for taking the time out of your day to review. It certainly is, as you said, it is more than enough. Your words are all they should be and need to be. And that's always the case, right? All these self judgments about how am I going to sound? Is it good enough? You're always good enough. You are more than enough. Every single one of you, every single one of us. And that is such an important thing to get, a theme to get as we traverse this journey back to oneness. And, Maluska, I applaud you for after 2 years, you know, jumping in there and reviewing. And and overcoming that sort of self-doubt of judging, you know, yourself about doing so. We're doing it. All right. So with that being said, let us. And yeah, if you guys haven't reviewed on iTunes, it is still the holy grail of all things podcasting. So I would love it if you would take the time to write a review on there. It helps us to reach new people as well. Of course, sharing with friends and family, having them choose a number between 1 and 667 at this point, as I record today, is another great way to play with synchronicity and say, okay, let me show you this podcast. Oh, you chose number 235? Great. That's a message from your higher self. Check it out. I guarantee you there will be something of value and maybe profound even for you there. And it's a great way to play, co-create with the show, with your friends, with your family. So I encourage you guys to try that as a way to introduce people, especially people who might not listen if you just say, hey, check this out. I love it. You know, if you sort of gamify it and intrigue them, that sort of thing certainly works for me. I love play and synchronicity and co-creation between, you know, multiple parties, including the universe or our higher selves or source, whatever you want to call it. All right. So chapter 40 of Oneness by Rasha. Let's see. Let's see what we're cooking up here. Why did this one pop in my head today? Because it's the perfect chapter for today and everyone who will tune in at the appropriate time to this episode. And it is titled The Quickening, Emerging in Awareness as the Full Composite of Your Quote Unquote Memories of Life Experience. And the third highlight is Bridging Two Worlds at the Interdimensional Threshold. Ooh, this one sounds juicy. All right, here we go. Many who read these words will feel a reluctance to step into uncharted territory when the reality of what is transpiring becomes obvious. And after all the work has been done and the destination is in view, it is easy suddenly to question all of it. For it is one thing to have intellectually grasped the concepts that have been presented and to have gone through the motions of putting them into practice. It is quite another thing to begin to embody the heightened energies and to experience the quickening that accompanies it. The new sensations of heightened vibration can be alarming at first, if one is unprepared to anticipate the feelings that accompany the advanced stages of the transformation process. As the interdimensional threshold is approached, one can expect to experience an otherworldly sense of detachment from the mundane aspects of one's life script. And at the same time, a sense of deep contentment that is not cause-related permeates one's consciousness. One has the sense of virtually floating over the day-to-day details of one's life without being drawn into feeling invested in the outcome of these scenarios. And well, one need not be. For the pages are turning so quickly at this stage of your journey that outcomes will not actually be experienced in the way one might anticipate them under normal conditions. The laws of cause and effect have been radically rewritten at this point in the process. And at times, what manifests as one's reality is far from what would have been expected. There is no rhyme or reason to some of what will transpire, at least not from the perspective of linear logic. As the details of resolution play out for each of you, a barrage of parallel experiences may manifest one after another, as if to underscore a particular life lesson that must be mastered. You can anticipate experiencing a sequence of seemingly unwarranted provocation that gives the impression of being virtually under siege. What is being tested at this stage is if and how you react. And it is not unusual to find oneself backsliding into defensiveness and reactions that reflect an investment in having to be right. Until the pattern is recognized, one can continue in such a cycle for what appears to be an agonizingly long time. Then, abruptly, the energy shifts once more, and the barrage of adversity is no longer there. And you will have achieved the state where you are present in your own circumstances with great indifference as a witness. You find yourself watching your circumstances unfold and observing yourself as you float effortlessly through turbulence, untouched by the emotional charge that might once have accompanied it. Patterns are initiated in one reality and brought to fruition in another at this stage of your journey. So it is pointless to expect particular results to manifest when an entirely different set of variables has been added to the equation. The outcome, were one to have stood still and not shifted realities, may well have been the triumphant result of careful planning, hard work, and brilliant strategy. Yet, under the conditions of heightened vibration, those variables may well fall short of the mark, and it is likely to become confused and discouraged when everything seemingly starts going wrong. It is easy to start blaming others or the stars or any of a number of plausible causes for a string of circumstances that is so adverse it almost appears comical. Your situations present themselves for resolution sequentially in escalating vibrational realities where your frequency continues to register at the low end of the scale. Your ability to non-react to these irritants helps you to stabilize your energies quickly and not contribute to the conditions that create adversity. Your buttons will be pushed in every way imaginable during this period of transition between dimensions, and your ability to resist taking these episodes at face value will go far toward easing your passage through this unstable and unsettling stage of your experience. The blatant contradiction between the exalted states of energy assimilation and the uncanny streak of quote-unquote bad luck will seem absurd during the experience of it. In retrospect, you recognize the making of a great story, and in the light of the new days about to dawn, these times of trial will fade into the haze of a distant dream. The volatile times of your transformation process will progressively appear less vivid as you begin to distance yourself from the categories of interaction that have held you transfixed for much of the process. It will begin to seem incomprehensible to you that you felt compelled to react in certain ways and seem to manifest such extremes of experience. Now, in a new light, similar circumstances can be viewed through the lens of tranquility and barely produce a ripple upon the waters of your awareness. For the page will have turned, and the stabilizing effect of that shift will manifest circumstances where life at last flows easily. That is the nature of the circumstances that will accompany you right to the very edge of the interdimensional threshold. The states of heightened contradiction between your heartfelt connectedness with the momentum that propels you and at the same time the irritants that you continue to manifest can be confusing when caught in the heat of the moment. Yet as you distance yourself from these petty dramas, you can feel a palpable lightening of all that held you in its grasp. The release is sudden and dramatic, and seemingly, for no reason at all, you shift into a different octave of beingness, and you know, without having to be told, that something very significant indeed has happened. At this point, you will no longer need to keep asking yourself whether all of it is just the product of an overactive imagination. You will have ceased wondering whether this journey into the outer reaches of your consciousness is real. You will know. It will be unquestionable. You will not need to ask yourself whether or not you have ascended yet. You will know. You will not be troubled that despite that sense of knowingness, you are still living your life. You are still present in your movie, and all the actors that have surrounded you continue to be there, right where you left them. The only thing that will have changed is you, and the way you find yourself reacting to the kinds of lines they are programmed to deliver. It is not as though you are in a different world. You will still experience awareness in the same world, but suddenly you will have a heightened perception of it. You will experience sensations of accelerated energy, and others will begin to perceive and react to you in a very different way. Four, you will not be broadcasting into the ethers the categories of energy that would have caused predictable experiences of adversity to manifest for you. Now others will not be prompted vibrationally to deliver those responses, and you will experience the sense of being present in two realities simultaneously. This is, in fact, exactly what will have happened. For before you make the shift physically, all at the interdimensional threshold, your subtle bodies will have preceded you. Your energies will be fully present in the higher dimension, and at the same time, you will have retained your conscious awareness in this here and now. The process of merging your energies with the higher octave of your beingness is a gradual one, and as your subtle bodies are assimilated into the energy field of that higher dimensional aspect of you, you can begin to sense the presence of that heightened perspective here as you. Suddenly, you find yourself reacting to familiar situations in a dramatically different way, and it is as though someone else was looking out through your very own eyes at a totally familiar landscape, and the world shifts quite suddenly into a very pleasant place to be. You can expect to experience the stabilizing conditions of this interim stage of interdimensional ascension for some time to come. Some of you will retain physical awareness in this reality for the rest of this physical lifetime. And for those who remain here, an exalted version of the experience of life can be anticipated. For others who are scheduled to merge fully and completely with the heightened aspects of your beingness, consciousness that experiences itself at the next dimensional level of reality, this transitional stage constitutes a vibrational foundation for the shifts to come. It is a refreshingly different plateau, a time to catch one's breath, and a time to feel fully the experience of embodying the exalted levels of energy that characterize the higher levels of awareness. Prior to having made this dramatic vibrational shift, you will experience a sense of coming to completion with the interwoven themes that have characterized this lifetime. You'll find that poignant life episodes, often long forgotten ones, leap suddenly to the forefront of your awareness. And you will have the experience of mentally reliving these old movies, but now from the vantage point of the overview. You will see the significance in the essence of the drama. And you will experience a sense of detachment from those circumstances, and at the same time, a sense of resolution of the theme underlying it. You will have the sense of seeing your life literally passing before your eyes. Flashbacks will bring into vivid focus the agonies of various transformational periods in your personal history, and you will realize fully how very far you have come. You will wonder in seeming disbelief how it possibly could have been you who acted in such a way, who made such choices, who embodied fully the state of separation from who you now know yourself to be. And yet you know that it was you who starred in those dramas, a you are now able to embrace fully, without blame, without judgment, and without recrimination. A piece of your own divine essence that was very lost and now is a fully integrated aspect of your being. You know you did these things, for you remember them. Or do you? Was it you who subjected yourself to that particular humiliation? Was it you who acted out that callous, insensitive role in any number of your worst nightmares? Was it you who succumbed to the temptations you vowed you had overcome, thinking no one would ever know the difference? Is it that same you who is remembering all of it now in excruciating detail? Or is it all some abstract aberration of your mind? How could that person be you? How indeed? The how is the entire point of this journey, for it is in the infinite, multifaceted aspects of you that such extremes of perception and behavior were possible. You planned it that way in order to provide yourself the rich details of the experience you now have begun to review and relive and assume as your life. This composite of experience is housed within the context of your identity, and the memories are yours. But the choices were implemented by the infinite variations on the theme that you consider to be you. Now, as you have gathered up the fragments of your consciousness, you begin to appreciate the gift in some of the most adverse of these adventures, and you can appreciate the sense of balance offered by the more mundane episodes. All of it fits into position and begins to sculpt the core essence of a being who now has recognized the gift in that experiential diversity. What you did does not negate who you are. It defines it and humanizes it, and it gives you the sense that what you were is a valid and valuable part of all that you now are not. For you could not now be reviewing, in rapt disbelief, some of these dramas had you not given yourself the priceless gift of having tasted them. You are the composite of all those aspects of self. The ones that committed the foulest acts are no less a part of you than the one who is now reading these words. And the one who sits with this book in hand is no less a part of that you who watches from afar in joy as you put it all together. The next higher increment of your selfhood will merge with your energy field in stages as you enter fully into the heightened levels of your transformation process. There will be moments when you feel, unquestioningly, a connectedness with something more. And there will equally be moments when you will know yourself to be back in the void of isolation, marooned once more in the ongoing enigma of your life script. It is that heightened aspect of your awareness that nudges you when you stand at a particular crossroads and gives you the sense of which road to take. It is that aspect of you that senses when you are in danger and signals you to take a sudden deviation from what you presume to be your path. It is that higher aspect of you that embraces you now, unconditionally, all of you, even the parts that you'd sooner forget. There are no bits and pieces of you that will be discarded in the ascension process. Every blessed part of your illustrious or infamous past is an equal candidate for assimilation into the composite that you believe to be you. And every nuance of that being you in all your magnificent humanness is required to be present in order to be assimilated totally at the next level of awareness. It is no use hoping to sweep some of those memories under the rug of your consciousness. There are no closets in which to hide the warts and the wounds you have garnered along the way. It is all part of you, and it is all of you that is so very much wanted and loved. As you watch in fascination the diversity that has been your life, know that it took a cast of thousands, literally, to produce and to star in this epic. You couldn't have done it alone, not in your wildest dreams. Now, as you integrate these understandings with your memories of these experiences, the eternal question, who am I, takes on a whole new level of possibilities. And pondering that timeless question becomes most interesting. Okay, some cool synchronicity here with all of this. One of the things that's been coming up all week for me is this whole, I've even used the words, loving all the bits and parts of yourself, how important that is at this moment. Really moving into self-love and self-acceptance. Oh, by the way, that's the end of the chapter. that's something that really came up for me, maybe 5 days ago. I've talked about it even, I think, with Michael when Michael was co-hosting on the show earlier in the week. But it's something that's been coming up a lot. It came up last night with another friend. Coming up with people who want romantic relationship. And it's just like, look, until you love all the bits and pieces of yourself fully, not sweeping anything under the rug, there's nothing that you can hide. There's nothing that is wrong with what you have or haven't done. It is all part of the journey. And until you really are into yourself in the best kind of way, like really feeling yourself, like, man, I'm so in love with myself. I'm so sexy on all levels, like everything about me is amazing in a healthy way, not in an ego way, not in a, I'm trying to like mask the fact that I'm really insecure, not that way. And I understand the journey. I understand who and what I am. I understand that this was all part of the process. All the painful things are the dumb things that I did. And I can love myself now that I actually get it, and I can appreciate who I am and how far I've come, and really give myself credit for the things that I've overcome. The fact that you're tuning into this energy right now that we're sharing and growing together on this podcast, like you're badass to make it to this point. give yourself a break. Fall in love with yourself on a level you never have before. Start spending time each day just doing a self-love meditation. Find guided self-love meditations on YouTube. Listen to a song that's a love song and play it to yourself. Do these sorts of things. And for those of you, and this is some, like I said, it's been popping up a lot, who are really looking to connect with someone else in a partnership way, like in a romantic, you know, romantic partner, this is the path to attracting someone who's not, you're trying to fulfill yourself, complete yourself through this external person. It's you're coming into it whole. And as a result, you've attracted someone else's whole. And you're just joyously then celebrating each other, not to let me, please complete me. You are complete and realizing that you're complete. So I love that there was other keywords in here that were used. I'm forgetting what they are now and I'd have to like scan back through it. But there was definitely some of the very same keywords that have been coming through me in the last week sharing with people. And so I love that that's being reiterated. I also love I love how at the end of it, the now as you integrate these understandings with your memories of those experiences, the eternal question, who am I, takes on a whole new level of possibilities. And pondering that timeless question becomes most interesting. And funny enough, I just introduced to this singer Fia by Michael Rostowski, who was on earlier in the week. He showed me this artist I wasn't familiar before. And this morning, to decide what I was going to play at the end of this of today's episode, was two different Fia songs. And I had actually chosen one that now I realize the one I should be playing is called I Am. And it's taking the famous verse from the Bible, I am that I am. And what is that really saying? I am that. Anything you can name, anything that you can pull up, anything you can talk about in the world, I am that. And then you just drop the that. I just am being. I am being. I am accepting all bits and pieces of myself, of reality, of the world, because I am that. I am, you know, everything that, you know, the short story, I instantly think of the short story, The Egg. If you guys haven't read that, I read it on the show at some point. You could search that for that episode on the archives on positivehead.com. Or you could go to YouTube and check, you know, type in The Egg, and there's a great short, they turn it into a little short film. And, you know, one of the things is the person passes in that story. He's like, he's realizing he's being told by God that he has been every character on earth. He's like, so you mean I've been Hitler? And she, and God says, it's a she, yep. And everyone that he killed, you know, I am that. I've played every role. You've played every role. And so you can stop all the judgment about it. And from the ultimate perspective, it's all perfect. It's a perfectly woven web to, as this said, there's cast of thousands, literally millions. If you go, you know, I mean, how many have played, how many other yous have played roles to give you the experience that you're being born into in this moment, this birthing process of expanded consciousness and awareness. It's like something that when we really understand, we should be so humbled and grateful and just in awe of the beauty of it all. Well, guys, that's it for today. I am going to leave you with Fia. And this song is called I Am. And I am you and you are me. And you are such a beautiful reflection. I truly am deeply in love with myself. So in love with myself. I'm so into us, to we. And I encourage you to be into we too. Until next time, I love you all so, so, so much. Journey well. Also, if you're craving more consciousness elevating content, be sure to check out Gaia, which is my personal go-to source for streaming consciousness content on the web, where you can stream an incredible 7,000 plus exclusive videos covering 5,000 years of wisdom. As you all hear me constantly say, it's a daily conscious effort to maintain an elevated vibration. And if you're looking to journey deep down the rabbit hole to do so, then Gaia is the best place I know of to do it, period. And you can sign up for your first month for only 99 cents at gaia.com/positivehead. That's spelled GAIA.com/positivehead. Check it out.
You've been trying to put me in a box, saying this is it, you'll never be enough. Take those dreams and put them on a shelf. And for many years I was holding back, thinking I should be more like this and that. But then I saw the real truth of it all. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start. Creator of all I am, that I am. Oh yes, I am, that I am. And I've been stuck in thoughts, doing it their way. Didn't listen to the things my heart would say. Letting fear take over and decide. But when I realized that the choice was mine, oh, I could feel a shift and I began to shine. Living an empowered, beautiful life. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start. Creator of all I am, that I am. Oh, I am, that I am. And therefore, everything around could fall apart, and I would still have love in my heart. Open eyes, now I see that there is nothing to do, just be. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start. Creator of